As promised earlier on, we continue with some of your stories. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about in the next couple of minutes is tomorrow is Women's Day. And if you're looking for something to do, and something like giving back to society, visit the Youth Entrepreneur Market at the VA Waterfront taking place tomorrow. Joining us on the line is Linda Wilson, the organizer of the event. Linda, welcome back once again on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, it's great to speak to you. Thanks for having me. Oh, heavy day we got going today.
Hey, hey. But you know what? You know what? Ons gaan maar aan.
We can do what we can do.
We do what we need to do. But Linda, listen, you're joining us tomorrow. Tomorrow is a very important day, a very significant day. And I mean, hearing the concept, I mean, Youth Entrepreneur Market, the VA Waterfront. Tell us more. What is the Youth Entrepreneur Market?
Well, it's the Young Entrepreneurs Pocket Money Market, where we have a lot of children under the age, well, 16 is the oldest, so the youngest is 4 years old. And the point is for them to learn business skills so that they can become self-employed or entrepreneurs in the future, with the job crisis not looking any better. And in a broader context, I feel that there's so much we can do. We feel so helpless. It's all going on around us. And the economy isn't like the weather. We can actually own it. We can do something. Every single one of us has something to contribute, a skill we can share, some knowledge that's going to empower somebody to do something with their lives. And that's the bigger picture behind it.
But if I understand correctly, I think you hosted a similar event on Youth Day this year. And, you know,
yes,
talking about
yes.
These market days, though, I mean, I don't know if you can quantify it, but you talk about, you know, inspiring these young individuals, stimulating their minds. Any success stories that you can share with us, perhaps, that arose out of these events?
Absolutely. Sure, we do. We trade between 2 and 6 times a month, so it's pretty full on. And generally, there are between 30 and 50 kids. So tomorrow is one of the bigger ones. It's 50 kids. We have two divisions. So there's the traders, and now we've added on the performing arts. So they're buskers as well. And just to give you an idea, they all do some accounting as well. They have to do an advert. There's workshops which cover 5 modules of theory. And obviously, the hugest value is in the practical experience, and they get to earn money. So a lot of them really need to earn that money, which is great. But they, as a collective, over the summer season, we work on net profit, not gross, because they need to not confuse all the money in the tin with the profit.
like we all do.
Yeah, I think all levels do that. But as a collective, I copied up the figures over the last summer season, and they made like $250,000, you know. Not too shabby.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's a meaningful dent in the economy, so to speak, particularly because I'm mostly out in the far south. But it's regular. But that's as a collective. As an individual, there are several youngsters who have already started supplying retail shops. Some of them have begun exporting. And they use then Etsy and Amazon type of portals. But my grand vision is for us to grow our own one. Because you're working with children, we really need to look after their safety. So everything has to be buffered up. There's no direct contact in the online space with them. Both sides. One has to buffer against outside contact, and also the potential for the kids to perhaps get exploited for their income generating capacity and maybe get held out of school to make their produce or something. So we have to monitor that very, very carefully. School comes first.
No, that's cool. And then to you listening at home, 48 minutes past 4, we're talking about the fact that tomorrow is Women's Day, and for some of you, you may be looking for something to do. In fact, it's not just looking for something to do. You need to go and participate. You need to go and support. And I'm talking about visiting the Youth Entrepreneur Market at the VA Waterfront. We're speaking to Linda Wilson, the organizer of the event, and she's organized many, many of these events for talking to young people, shaping their minds, stimulating their minds. But obviously, with such events, there's assistance needed. And if you're sitting at home and you want to get involved, 021-446-0567, this is the number that you can dial. Linda, back to you very quickly, though. Talking about assistance, what sort of assistance do you need?
Well, first of all, I must give a big shout out to Jonathan, who phoned in off the last time we chatted at All Phase Electrical, and he's covered the table hire costs. And also, well, our biggest thing is a lot of our traders are outreach, so they don't have family to support them. So he's actually paying for a taxi to transport them all into the waterfront tomorrow, which is fantastic, and some lunch money because these kids need to have a snack while they're working. I have outgrown my project, so I'm really looking for interns. We have demand nationwide and beyond, so I'm looking for volunteers and desperately for any assistance with a vehicle or transport. It's an ongoing theme. But young people who perhaps are school leavers who would like to get involved, it's a possible thing for them to add some real meat to their CV and do something, learn a lot and do something really meaningful with their time. And we could really look at smallish chunks, you know, 6 months or so to lend a hand and move through and partner. And we can offer them quite a lot in return. In addition to that, mentors for the kids, particularly gentlemen, retired gentlemen, perhaps. We have lots of boys who could use a little bit of guidance and may not have noticed, but I'm a woman. And a little bit of testosterone would help a lot when it comes to the mentors. And we do have a lot on the website. It's pocketmoneymarket.com. There's a list of all the amazing traders there tomorrow. We're really lucky. We have a fantastic musical lineup as well, and a gorgeous lady who's going to be nurturing these young performers, Joanne Mazzullo from the Farmhouse Rocks. So it's going to be a feast of entertainment as well. So really pop down, come along, see what we do with your own eyes and see what you think you would like to suggest or perhaps contribute.
Yeah, the date for the event to you listening at home will be Wednesday, the 9th of August, the time 11:30 to 2 p.m. And yeah, you get to speak to entrepreneurs. It's upstairs at the waterfront. Oh, sorry, at the watershed at the VA waterfront. Just bring it back to you though, Linda. You talk about a hashtag plastic free pledge. How's that connected to the event?
We've grown and grown. Just things keep adding on. We need to be sustainable in anything that we're going to do with these kids. And so we have banned single-use plastics as a beginning phase, and we are going fully plastic-free and then actually into the zero-waste space for the new year. But it's amazing to see how these kids have embraced it. It was so sort of second nature to just use a plastic baggie for everything, and it cost money. They were buying these things. So they have reduced their costs, increased their profits, and we have had a workshop on packaging. So they're making amazing and beautiful packaging out of upcycled loo rolls, out of old magazines, newspapers, out of old milk cartons and all kinds of amazing things. And I'm really, really proud of how they've done this. I think we are actually the first plastic-free market in the Cape, if not in the country. I can't find one online. If anybody knows of one, they're welcome to let me know. And it's quite a stunning thing to see. And over and above that, the kids have pledged to engage with all their suppliers as well as their customers to grow the movement into the plastic-free generation, which I'm just so proud of them.
And then, Linda, though, closing off the interview, though, any parting words to our Cape Talk listeners before we say goodbye?
Well, please do visit us. There's room for everybody. Pop down to the waterfront. If you can't do that, have a little peek online. We have an amazing album of their Facebook, on Facebook, their adverts. They spend a lot of time making beautiful adverts. And if you are, we need activists as well as clicktivists. So please just give it a like and a share. And if you like and vote for their ads, they actually get awards for their ads as well. Everybody gets a certificate, but then we give awards in all different categories. So you're welcome to vote online if you're unable to get there in person.
Thank you so much, Linda. Listen, all the best, and certainly we'll keep all the details so that if anyone's looking for them, they can also find them on our Facebook page, Early Breakfast page. But thank you so much, Linda. Chat again tomorrow. Oh, not tomorrow. Soon.
Thank you so much, Ab. Cheers.
Thank you so much. Linda Wilson, organizer of the VA Waterfront Women's Day Craft Market. Thank you to you listening at home.